I'm sorry?
Oh my God. Please stop pretending like you don't fucking know.
Dee, I really don't know what you're talking about. Like, seriously, dude, I was just sleep.
Bitch, don't you dare. Okay. I guess I'll have to spell it out for you. I know what you did.
Ugh, fine. You got me. I was getting off in there, okay? Just couldn't help myself. I didn't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry for that. And I'm sorry I made a mess on your bed, also.
Just stop it, Trace. I know you were in there fucking around with our little friend last night.
I'm sorry. Who?
Oh, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Wow, Dee. You really think that low of me? In what universe would make you think we were in there together?
Well, first of all, when I was outside knocking on the door, I heard you talking to yourself and telling someone to climb out the window. I also heard you tell someone to wait in the car and that you would be there in a few minutes. You aren't slick, Trace. And I may not be the smartest girl, but I'm certainly not stupid.
So? That could have been anybody. What makes you think it was him?
I put two and two together. Do you really think that I just ignored that innocent little conversation you guys had after school Friday? I knew there were no chapters for us to read this weekend. I just thought it was adorable to see you lie like that. So, tell me, Tracy. Did you guys have a good time at McDuff's that night?
D. A.
That's what I thought you said. There was no fucking way that you actually thought you'd get away with this, did you? Or did you just want to test your luck against me?
Come on, D. Please. You know I wouldn't do anything like.
Stop lying to me, you piece of shit. You were in there with him, weren't you? And I know you loved every single second of it.
All right. All right. Yes. Yes, we were in there. Okay? I snuck him into the room through the window. I told him to go lock the door, and we had sex in there. And that's the whole truth. I swear it.
Well, well, well. Who would have thought my best friend would be going into my room, whoring it up with my little boy toy? Oh.
Why would you even care if me and him were together anyway? You're already with Ryan, aren't you? Why don't you just focus on him?
Oh, please. You know me better than that. Sure, Ryan is my boyfriend, and he's always going to give me good dick when I need it. But when any boy shows interest in me and they just can't stop simping over how fucking gorgeous I am, that power trip that I get over them is just so exhilarating. What can I say? I'm every boy's kryptonite, and he's no different.
Well, I'm sorry, Dee. He's just really, really cute. I've had a huge crush on him for a while, and it was just impossible to get him off my mind. I just had to feel him inside of me, and I took advantage of an opportunity. Nothing was going to stop me.
Oh, that's adorable. Innocent little Tracy finally got herself a crush. When was the last time you got railed anyway? I bet he stretched that pussy out nice and wide, didn't he?
Oh my God. Please just tell me what you want. I already said I was sorry. Can we just move on and forget about this, please?
Oh no. I'm not moving on from jack shit. There's still a lot more I need to know.
Like what?
Like why you even would be fucking in my room to begin with? Out of all the places you could have gone, you chose my room. That's a major red flag, girlfriend.
There is no reason, really. Room is a room, Dee. It's nothing that deep.
You must think really little of me if you could sneak somebody into my room, lock the door, and then lie to me about it twice. Like, I wouldn't mind if you told me you were bringing someone up there, but the fact you brought that specific person and do it behind my back like that says a lot.
Dee, I can't stress this enough to you. I'm sorry that I did it, and I'm sorry that I did it behind your back, but this had nothing to do with you, I promise. It's just between me and him.
Oh, well, then, if that's the case, I'll go talk to him tomorrow and hear his side of the story. And this time, we'll see what this is really about.
Fine. I guarantee you he'll say the exact same thing.
I guess we'll see then. But trust me, that boy is gonna be trembling when he sees me tomorrow. I'm gonna put him in his place. Just where a good little pet should be.
Whatever. You do you. And I'm telling you, you're wasting your time.
I'll be the judge of that.
Holy shit. What the hell have I done?
Okay, students. You all know what I expect from you this period. This is study hall, and there shouldn't be a peep in this entire library. I don't want to have to send any of you to the office unless you make me. So please, make my job a lot easier and do your work. You have 50 minutes until the bell rings.
You know, when someone comes around and sits right next to you like this, the least you can do is say hi. I mean, it's not that hard for someone to open their mouth, unless they're just really fucking stupid. I don't care if we're in the library. It's still rude. I mean, hell, at this point, I can't tell if you really hate me or you're genuinely terrified of me. But still, it's adorable to see you act like a little baby. But enough of that. Let me tell you about my weekend. And my party. I got so fucking drunk, I literally almost walked into the bonfire. I didn't think I could get that wasted, but holy shit, I proved myself wrong. I also woke up with the biggest hangover ever, dude. I swear to you, I got out of bed at like 4 p.m. Now that's a hell of a time, if you ask me. I know you had a hell of a time Saturday, too. Huh? Well, from what I heard, you had a very special weekend with a very special someone. I remember a name, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Hold on. Hold on. It'll come to me. Was it you and Tammy? You and Trixie? You and Tracy? Oh, yeah. That's exactly who it was. Wasn't it? I love how you're trying to deny it, even though I already know the truth. Both of you snuck into my room Saturday and started banging on my fucking bed. You guys really gave it away. Especially with that slut talking to you the day before. Please, just fucking stop. It's over. And you know I'm right, too. Don't worry about how I know this. I'm the one asking you the questions now. But by your body language, it seems like there's nothing else I need to know. Well, except maybe for one thing. How did her pussy feel? You heard what I said. How did it feel to be inside of her? What was going through your mind when you started stripping off your clothes? Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I shouldn't be doing this. Oh, what if we get caught? What if she thinks it's not big enough? Or worse, what if I don't pull out in time? You probably were thinking that, weren't you? Or maybe you were thinking about me instead. I bet when you were inside of Tracy, you were fantasizing about fucking me, weren't you? I bet you thought about how warm, wet, and tight this little pussy would fit around your dick. And then you began to think about how loud he would make me scream until I came all over that hard cock. You kept thinking about me nonstop as you slipped in and out, in and out, until finally you blew your hot load all in her mouth while she sucked you off and swallowed every last drop. But you know that I would never let you be rewarded so easily. And in the end, when it was all said and done, you knew that no matter how much pleasure that bitch gave you, she was nothing compared to me.
Hey, hey, hey. You two. What did I just say a few minutes ago? No talking in this library. Do you want me to send you both to the office?
If that means I don't have to come back here,
gladly. Excuse me?
Nothing. Just forget it.
Just keep quiet. One more lick like that, and I'll take both of you to my office and deal with you myself.
Listen. I don't know what kind of game you guys are playing against me, but it's a game you're not going to win. Don't think you can just run off from me so easily. I still have the one piece that's keeping you together, after all. But now, since you and Tracy want to plot against me, here's what I'm going to do. If I see you anywhere near Tracy during the rest of this year, not only will I leak that note and your pictures across the school, but I'll also expose you and Tracy for sneaking into my room and having a panty raid. Your reputation will be even more fucked up. And Tracy's will too, with everyone knowing that she helped you sneak in there. And here's how this whole thing is going to work. It's the Monday after you were at my party 2 weeks ago. I'm walking across the hallway, minding my own business, and everything's all good. That's until I stumble across your little paper. When I read it, I absolutely wanted to vomit. I thought it couldn't get any worse. Until later that night, when you decided to impress me by sending me those lovely nudes. Even though I was disgusted that whole week, and I decided not to tell anybody out of the goodness of my heart. 2 weeks later, I finally had the nerve to throw another party. I was having a great time that night, and I finally thought I got over the whole thing. Until I go up to my room and I find you and Tracy sneaking through my drawers, looking for the sexiest panties you could find. And just like that, you and Tracy are done. See? It's all just too easy. I literally have everything I need now. Now it's up to you to keep me quiet. So do as you're told, boy. And I'll keep your secrets to myself. But don't you dare fucking test me again. Because I'll make your life a living hell. And you want to know what the best part is? Knowing there's not a damn thing you can do to stop me.
That's it, ma'am. Head straight to the office right now.
Whatever. I have you and Tracy wrapped around my finger. Remember, one fuck up, and you both lose everything. This is your last warning.